When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, what is up, football fans? Colt Schroeder here, a.k.a. the Buffalo Nerd, coming at you from the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast with the Week 9 player props. Going to hit you up with four players here, one at the quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end position that you should be looking at to potentially lay your hard-earned money on this week. Last week, we went 2-2. Daniel Jones let us down, missed by just two on that one on the over there. And then Devontae Parker did Devontae Parker things. He played like one snap, got one target, and then was hurt, and we never got to see anything else take place. So moving into this week, we're still up and up on this. We're going to stay with the same philosophy we've been using and keep on trucking along. So here we go. Week 9, QB. We're going with Sam Ellinger. Under 29 and a half rush yards. So he had 15 rush yards last week. Is his first game, you know, here really in the NFL. The Pats have allowed five runners under their number so far this season. So the two that went over was Justin Fields and Lamar Jackson. I'm having a hard time believing that Ellinger, I understand the concept and the idea that he's probably going to be under distress and he may run and he may leak out. He could leak out and get this, but 29 and a half feels like a pretty high number for a guy that did 15 yards last week. And a pretty good defense at keeping quarterbacks in the pocket. I'm going to go with Belichick here. It's a tough matchup. I'm going to go ahead and say he's going to be under the 29 and a half rush yards. Running back position, we're going with Deonta Foreman, over 69 and a half yards. This feels like one of the easiest numbers on the day. I get it. I know who he's going up against. It's fine. But the last 2 weeks he's been over. Cincinnati has allowed the last three backs they've played against to go over. Now those guys were Kamara, Algier, and Chubb, and two of them went over 100 yards. Carolina has clearly found a new energy. They are fighting. They're giving every team a little more effort. They've moved on from McCaffrey, and it appears that we know why. Foreman has looked very good so far, 69 and a half yards for a guy that's turning into a true bell cow. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take the over there. It feels like an easy winner. Wide receiver, this one's going to be a little more kind of off the radar a little bit. Paris Campbell, we're going to go over 2.5 receptions here. So his last four games, he's gone for 2, 7, 10, and 2 receptions. So the reason I'm going here, though, with the Indianapolis wide receiver is you've now got Nyheim Hines is gone. Pittman is the only true option here. Jonathan Taylor is banged up. All reports are we're probably not going to see him. Or if you do see him, you just can't feel like it's going to be a full capacity at this point. So somebody else is going to have to step up and win. And Pittman is going to probably potentially be shut down. He's the only target to really go after in this game. So I feel like Paris Campbell over 2.5 receptions. This feels like a game where he's going to be in that 5 range, 6, somewhere right around in there. And I think that it's really, really one of the easier ones on the board here. So we're going to go ahead and roll with him. Paris Campbell over 2.5 receptions here this week. All right, moving on. Tight end. I'm going to stick with the guy I went with last week here. And the reason I'm going to do that is because for 3 straight weeks now, we've seen Mike Gesicki get over 3.5 touches. So basically, or catches, excuse me. So basically, for the past 3 weeks, he's been over this number. Chicago has allowed 5 of the 8 tight ends that they've faced so far this year to go over. They just traded away one of their best defensive linebackers, one of the best in the game on top of that. And this is, he's averaging 2.5 receptions. So he's right at the number. But if you go and look those past 3 weeks, since Tua's kind of been back, the offense has kind of shifted. We'll see what it looks like with Jeff Wilson there now. But I feel like Gesicki's going to have a really nice opportunity this week to be in that 3, 4, 5 catch range. He might even find himself back in the end zone. So it feels like a really nice week to go out there and get yourself Mike Gesicki over 2.5 receptions. All right, everyone. So that's going to do it for this week's Week 9 player props. Before we get out of here, I want to go ahead and shout out my friends over at Better Edge. Better Edge is the premier no-fee social betting marketplace. Better Edge allows users to create their own prices and lines for sports betting positions in 45 states that are often better than you can find anywhere else. Use the code NERD at sign up to get $20 in your wallet when you verify your account, just for listening to the Buffalo Nerd. Visit betteredge.com/nerd to get started today. That's betteredge.com/nerd. Appreciate you guys that have been following along, doing the listening, you know, subscribing, liking, commenting, all that good stuff. I appreciate all of it. I hope you guys have a great week at the book and earn yourself some money. Make sure you're giving me a follow at, you know, anywhere that you're doing social stuff, but over at Twitter, Colt_Schroeder or anything, the Buffalo Nerd. Make sure you guys are following everything we got going on. And please do like, subscribe, leave comments, and leave those 5-star ratings if you appreciate what I'm up to. And of course, let me know where you're at on these games. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Check out the other stuff that I'm up to. Make sure you guys go ahead and check out the best bets for the weekend too before we head into Sunday.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.